رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin our journey of learning the Quran, I would like to speak about virtues, benefits, and rewards of this knowledge. This knowledge includes understanding words of the Quran, its meanings, and tafsir. This is the first step in gaining an understanding of the Quran. What is the importance of gaining this knowledge? What do we gain from this knowledge? First of all, we should understand that the knowledge, insight, wisdom, and commands in this book are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one exalted and worthy of all praise, and not from any person. This is a book that revives dead hearts, illuminates lives of those who learn and understand it. It takes people out of the darknesses of ignorance and brings them into the light of guidance. Comparison of knowledge versus ignorance can be explained with one having knowledge as being alive and one ignorant as dead. Just as the living and dead are not equal, one with knowledge and one without are not equal. In Surah Zumar, Ayah 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Say, are those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge equal? One who learns Quran and acts upon it becomes a shining light for others. The one who spends time on its learning is rewarded as one striving in the path of Allah." In one hadith, in a narration from the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, we learn that whoever treads a path to seek knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him tread a path from paths of Jannah. So those who seek his knowledge, their path to Jannah is made easy. The Quran calls itself a zikr, meaning the reminder. This reminder reminds humans of their creator, reminds us the purpose of our life, and tells us about the inevitable and ultimate future. Only when we build a connection with the Quran, we can understand and truly know our creator. In Surah Fatir, Ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Only those who have knowledge fear Allah." So those who truly know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fear him. And we must realize that only if we fear Allah, then we can save ourselves from sinning. We also learn how much our Creator loves us when we learn about the blessings and favors He has bestowed upon us. Only when we learn, we can achieve this right balance in having love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, needed to be successful in this life and hereafter. Mastering knowledge of this book raises ranks of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "From among believers are those whose ranks are raised, and they are the ones with knowledge." Seeking knowledge of the Quran is considered an ibadah or worship. It is incumbent upon every Muslim that they gain knowledge of their book. The Quran is our book, book for the living and those who call themselves believers. Today, understanding Quran is more important than ever. We cannot let others define our religion and must learn what it is ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge. And because of this knowledge, make us a guiding light in dunya and means of success in the hereafter. Ameen.